Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host. I'm here to let you know that this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who love our jobs, and because we want to keep our jobs, we're going to try our best to remain anonymous and use pseudonyms. I'd like to give a special thank you to our new Patreon donor, Care Bear. Thanks for signing on with that tier. We're really proud to have you. Also, if you'd like to support Teacher Needs Drink Podcast, you can join Patreon and get great swag, bonus episodes, all kinds of great things. Also, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics. If you need educational theater posters, or you know a theater teacher who might benefit from just, you know, having some shit up on the walls, send them to Ludlam Dramatics. That's LudlamDramatics.com. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. And if you'd like to tag us in a story or share a story, got something you want to ask us, you can go to our Instagram, Facebook, or you can also go to TeacherNeedsADrinkPodcast.com and leave a question at the comment page. Everyone subscribe, leave a review, and the best thing you can do, really find one person and tell them about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. All right, my friends, I'm happy everyone's here. Welcome to episode 38. Enjoy!
With Javert a little bit, because like he was trying to follow the rules and he got there. He just like took it too far. It's that whole like any good trait taken too far becomes a bad trait.
Toxic masculinity thing.
That's why.
Turn around.
Stop.
Every now and then again.
Well, welcome to Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and welcome back, ladies. Today with me, I have Miss Sparkles.
Hey.
And also with me, the woman who hates red wine and soft cheese, Miss Rosie Rosé.
That's me, bitches.
And of course, across we have Miss Bunny O'Hare.
I've never met a cheese I didn't like.
So a little bit of good news in the area. I know it's not nationwide at all, but there's been at least 5 school districts in this area of the country that have given their teachers a stipend to make up for kind of the hard work in using their own supplies during the quarantine. Now, I know there's a lot of schools and districts that are kind of shafting their teachers, but I think it's kind of cool that they're like, hey, guys, I know the last, 8 weeks sucked, but hey, here's an extra $1,000 we'll give you. So that's a plus. So yay.
Yes, my district is one of those, and we're getting it in November, right before Christmas shopping. Good timing.
Noise.
Hey.
We had a wonderful cheese and meat charcuterie tonight.
Yeah.
With lots of pickles.
And there's pictures on our Instagram and Facebook. So if you want to follow us
on Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast.
Yeah, you can see all of our snacks.
It was great. At Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Anyway, how's everybody's week been?
Been better for me. My kids have been gone for the first time. Like, my personal biological children are off with their mom doing whatever the hell they do in crazy town. And so I've been able to breathe. I spent a day in go mode where I got all kinds of shit purged and cleared away. Then I spent a day not doing a damn thing.
Good for you. And
what about you, Bunny?
My week was okay. I did some low-grade adulting because we had a raccoon squatter in our attic who finally got evicted this week, so that's a good thing. But then also I got to go do social activist things because the high school that I graduated from has a pretty racist mascot, so we had some protests about that this week.
She goes to the Highland Hitlers, don't you?
The high school you went to. The Highland Hitlers, yeah.
Oh, no. One of my former students went to a school that was named Robert E. Lee.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
There's a lot of Robert E. Lees down here.
There is, but the year after she graduated, they changed the name because they were like, hey, guys, super sorry we named our school after a straight-up Confederate racist. Now we're changing the name. And it's a fine arts academy anyway.
Yeah.
So they were like, what the fuck did he have to do with fine arts?
Nothing. That's just what they named. I think it was like they named the school that, and then they made it the fine arts academy
later. If they didn't change it to the RuPaul Academy, they're doing something wrong.
You know, the Confederacy only lasted 5 years. The band Nirvana lasted longer than the Confederacy did.
Sure,
my emo phase in high school lasted longer than the Confederacy. Not in high school, in the 2000s. But anyway. And yet, they don't have statues of me yet.
My week has been pretty good, actually. I actually get to go into my school building right now.
Hey.
And I know that sounds really terrible to be excited about in the summertime, everyone. But I've never been as excited as I am right now to go into my school building and clean things and organize. And I'm doing that right now. And it's been really nice because I get out of the house for a few hours every day.
Ms. Rosie Rose, how was your week?
I adulted a little bit. I finally found a fucking apartment.
Woo! Yay!
That's not going to cost me an arm and a leg. And Yay! It's near my family and all that good stuff.
Well, I got this email in from someone who we're going to call Mr. Baldy. He says, hello, fellow educators.
So hey.
You guys all suck.
You had to know I was going to do something, Elvin. Come on now.
Okay. Hello, fellow educators.
Hey.
Hello, fellow educators.
Hey.
So I have two question things I'd like your thoughts on. Mm-hmm. First, I won't say where I teach just for security purposes. Let's just say it's a state with a lot of economic clout and a county where there is a lot of farming. Anyway, our teacher union began negotiations with our school district. I was expecting a 10% or more pay cut in my pay. I am the only source of income, have two kids with a third on the way, so wife and I were already planning on how to cut back on everything. Well, the contract came out and our pay cut was only 0.5%. I was surprised and happy. Just 0.5%. Then I felt guilty. Really guilty. There are people out there who are losing way more than 0.5% in pay, and I feel so guilty. Should I be feeling guilty? I could go on, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on all this. Respectfully, Mr. Baldy. P.S. I love the show, and I'd love to be on your podcast all drunk on rum. Lol, keep it up. Man, you're a teacher. Take what you can get and
That's
be
right,
happy with
dude.
It. I mean, as long as you are not intentionally screwing over people, and in no way are you intentionally screwing other people, this is them giving you at least something decent and not just like, yeah, teachers don't matter. They can take the hit. They don't vote.
To be quite honest, I mean, a pay cut at all sucks. 0.5% isn't terrible. So like obviously it could have been worse. Considering we're in a profession where we really deserve to be getting paid quite a bit more. Like Elvis said, if they're giving you the dollars and you're doing what you're contracted to do, just take it and be happy because Lord knows you probably deserve more than what they're paying you.
I agree. I kind of feel like, I don't know, I think it's very sweet that they're concerned that other people might be being treated unfairly. I would say, Mr. Baldy, don't feel guilty about that or try not to because any decision that was made was not your fault. Like, it wasn't your decision. And it doesn't sound like, from what you said, that other teachers that you work with are getting screwed over, like you got preferential treatment or something.
Yeah.
It just sounds like it wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be.
Right. So, you prepared for the worst.
Yes.
But you got a better outcome than what you prepared for. And that's awesome.
Here.
Yeah. I think it's okay. I don't think you have to feel guilty about that.
We're also not your therapist, so we can't really tell you how to feel.
So Mr. Baldy, who maybe has a full head of hair that is luscious and beautiful, I'm sure.
He's like Fuzzy Wuzzy.
Was he?
So if you have something you'd like to write in and share, you can tag us on Facebook, Instagram, or our website, Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. Ms. Bunny, what you got for us?
This is from Reddit user Backroads of Utah, and the title is, Oi, Classroom Rug Drama. Left my last position. I have this gorgeous classroom rug that I acquired on my own without school funds. Last year, Rug 1.0 died in a school-related disaster over the summer. So insurance covered Rug 2.0. By my understanding, Rug is still my property. Back to leaving my position. Packed up my classroom, including my rug, about a week ago. Today, I get an email, principal awkwardly asking about my rug. See, it seems the general thought was that the rug had been purchased with school funds and somehow had been promised to another teacher. This teacher ain't happy I took my rug. I replied with the fact that even though insurance replaced it, the original rug never did belong to the school, and that I had the receipt kicking around if there were any questions. Get another nasty email from the teacher who thought she was getting a hand-me-down rug. Ugh. This should be an easy thing to solve one way or the other, but goodness, why is this woman going after me over a rug?
That sounds like elementary school, because sometimes teachers tend to act like the kids they teach with, and I can see, like, act though it's not universal, but they're like, oh my gosh, that's supposed to be mine, I need that. And what do you mean it's not mine? You're not giving it to me? It's like when the kid's like, hey, that's a nice iPad. Can I have it?
Right. First of all, it's a used rug.
Like
so,
first of all.
Well, like, that doesn't bother me so much, but, like, it's just a used rug. Go buy your own fucking rug. Like, you want a rug that bad? Look, I have wanted things in my room a lot, and then I've gone to my principal and been like, hey, I want blah, blah, blah. And they've been like, we have no money. So guess what? Your girl just goes and buys it herself, even though I shouldn't have to. But then whenever I leave, you better believe that shit comes with me because I paid for it.
You know, I just realized it's because as teachers, we're so starved for fucking anything. It's yes. like when you have like someone's like, hey, I put cupcakes in the break room.
Oh, yeah. And all the of a sudden, like
out of like the 70 cupcakes for 25 teachers, they're all fucking gone. And it's like, you know, these weren't great cupcakes. These were like the bargain day old bin at the grocery
store. With the whipped cream frosting on them. That's not even good.
They were like their discount. Like, hey, if we don't buy them this morning, we're throwing them in the dumpster.
With the little plastic ring on top.
But everyone's yes. like, I must have them. I must have them. Because no one gives us jack shit and we're so fucking thirsty. And they're like, you know what? That's a rug.
Fellow teachers, if you have not done this yet, and it took me 8 years to do this shit, so I'm not judging. But the one thing that we always want is supplies, right? Like the kids always come and they're like, Miss, I don't have a pencil. So I finally went out and I had like a leftover like shoebox, plastic shoebox that didn't have a lid. So I was like, well, I'm going to take this. And I just started going to the dollar spot at Target and just loading it up with pencils, right? And I just let the kids take them because they're a dollar. Like for like five or six of them. Or you go to Dollar Tree and you get a pack of like 20 for a dollar and you just throw those in there and you tell those kids, you just take that pencil and you sharpen it and you keep it. Take it home with you.
Yeah, but what happens if you're like me and you're like a pencil snob? I know you're all shocked I'm a snob about something. It's all about that Ticonderoga, y'all. Come on.
The kids don't always realize, but I've sprung for some Ticonderogas when they're on sale and stuff, like on Amazon. I bought like a 36 of them,
like,
or something.
The first week of August, they are always tip top on sale. Amazon.
Yes. Pre-sharpened.
Fun
and I'll,
fact.
Yes. I'll throw those in there just to be nice. Let me tell you, the letting go of that one thing of like, I'm not asking the school for fucking pencils. I'm not asking the kids. Mm-hmm. They can just take the fucking pencil. It's there in the bin and they just have to reach in and pull one out. Y'all, my stress levels the next year when I started doing that went so far down because I was always like, what do you mean you don't have a pencil? And it's always the same, like four kids every day. They never have a fucking pencil or a pen or a highlighter or anything. My stress level went way down with that one thing.
User teacher 123, why? The title is, I regret telling my principal that I want to resign.
Ooh.
I told my principal I plan on resigning, but I haven't put in the resignation yet because of office closures. I'm going to try to be vague, but as things progress with my new job, I started to wish I never took the offer in the first place. Now I'm just screwed because I feel like I must have burned a bridge by telling my old principal I want to leave. I am starting to get depressed. Has anyone ever felt this way? Can I just start by saying, I think you're thinking way too much into this.
Yeah, I think you're thinking too hard.
Yeah.
You haven't resigned. You told your principal maybe you had planned on it. Then maybe tell them, you know, I would really miss your leadership if I left this school, blah, blah, blah. Just be honest with them and tell them the other job sucked. Yeah. Like, it's really not that hard.
Or you could, you know, do the job for a year and then go somewhere else. It's the beautiful thing about teaching is you can do it just about anywhere.
You don't want to be miserable a year, especially if, like, that job really fucking sucks.
But if it really does suck, you can leave and find another opening. Now, granted, once things start, it is harder. And it's never a great job when it opens up, you know, 2 months into the semester.
Well, and they usually say, my mother, who is an admin for a while, usually says when a teacher is available for a job in the middle of a school year, they're not usually a good teacher because there's a reason they don't have a job.
Hey. As someone who was a mid-year hire, okay, I take offense to that. I am a great fucking teacher. As a mid-year hire, some of us are just diamonds in the rough waiting.
I don't disagree
for the right principal to unearth us.
But
so thank you to my first principal who unearthed me in February. Yeah, I got hired in February. What,
no,
Elvis?
Because of your unearthed comment. Just seemed like...
He unearthed me. He deflowered my career.
Thank you. From the Reddits. This is user Lanny Legend. Lonnie legend, L-A-N-I legend. The title is Admin Called and I Finally Got My Told You So Moment. Oh, I read this one earlier. This is good. Last year, they cut my psychology PLC from four people to just me and took away two of my periods of psych as well. I was told it was because there was no interest in psychology from the students. I knew deep down this wasn't right and something was amiss. For the past 4 years, I had six full periods with no issues for enrollment. Turns out they never put it on the class options for the year because the admin wanted to push all the kids into online PE instead for an
online
elective.
Online PE?
What the fuck is online PE?
It's PE online. Online.
I told admin they were wrong and kids would want psych and was told, well, we'll see, but I doubt the numbers will change. I worked my booty off this year in psych to get kids interested so they would encourage their friends to sign up for next year. I also made sure they put my course back on the roster for the upcoming year. I got the call today that there were 512 kids who put my class as their first choice.
Yes.
And admin is freaking out.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Yeah, right? I don't have many to share this with, but I told you so, admin.
Good for them.
Yes.
What was this Reddit user's name?
Her name is Lanny Legend or Lonnie Legend.
Way to be a legend, Lonnie.
Lanny Legend, Lanny Legend, Legend. So later in the comments, another teacher asked, like, what the fuck is online PE? And it was literally two class periods a day of her walking around watching these kids on their computers doing online PE assignments that were like typed. So they weren't even working out. They were just typing shit. But she was not the teacher of record. There was a PE teacher of record because the program they got was through another like a third party. So she couldn't see if the kids had missing work. She couldn't see what assignments they were doing. The other teacher would have to email her and be like, little Susie hasn't turned in 12 of her PE assignments. And then she was expected to make little Susie do her work for another teacher.
So did the district get a kickback from this third party site and that's why they all went to online PE?
No, they were fucking paying for it. So okay, they're literally stupid. Paying two teachers to run online PE, the third party teacher and the teacher in the classroom. It was fucking stupid.
Yeah, that sounds like some bullshit.
So good job, legend.
We appreciate
you. You are a queen.
Posted by Yeetaway Account 101.
Yeet.
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 Today I fucked up by pretending to be deaf for the entire quarantine.
Oh my God.
So this is from a student and not the teacher. Okay. So 3 months ago, or whenever it was that the quarantine started, I started an online course for a few subjects. To provide some background, these aren't my school classes or anything, and I've never met these people before. There are maybe 10 other kids in class, and the teacher is actually pretty great. So the first 2 days go pretty well, but on the third day, I fuck up big time. We are in between a physics class that had already been going on for an hour, and I completely got distracted halfway through. I have an incredibly low attention span, and this was already too much for me. When the teacher called my name to answer his question, I had no idea what he'd been talking about, so I tried to Google it. However, I have shitty internet, so it took a really long time to load, and the teacher was getting pissed as why I wasn't responding when why I was typing. So completely freaking out, I decided to text him on the Google Meet chat and make an excuse that my laptop's audio and microphone are not working today, and I've been reading the subtitles, which take quite some time to load, so I hadn't quite got his questions. In my immense panic, I phrased this somewhat vaguely and said, I can't actually hear, I've been reading the subtitles, they take a long time to load. To which the instructor quickly said, oh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't aware that you are deaf. In my intense panic and anxiety, I just went along with it. Dumb as fuck. It actually worked fine. I type out all the answers sent to me and even bought a hearing aid that I sometimes wore in class. Now, I say sometimes because I don't actually have the focus and commitment to remember to put it in every time. But when asked about it, I told people in class that even with the hearing aid, I can't hear much, so I don't always bother to wear it. They bought it. Everyone in class likes me a lot now, too, and they find me very endearing. There's a girl, Carla, who says I have the most beautiful smile she's ever seen. So this was actually going quite well for me. But like most of my antics, this backfired on me big time. Well, when I made this godforsaken decision all that time ago, I was sure I'd get away with it. We were never going to meet in real life. However, a week ago, the instructor decided to meet in real life as the lockdown in my county had been lifted. I spent all night watching videos of deaf people and trying to figure out how to behave.
Oh, no. Oh.
I decided to pretend to also be completely dumb so I wouldn't try to speak, you know, like that. It seemed very hard, and I just didn't want to do that. So anyway, we meet up, and everything goes well. No one uncovers my secret or anything. They don't ask why I'm not talking. I spend the entire meeting with Carla, who is completely fucking stunning in real life. She's smart, she's funny, she's kind. We keep handing each other notes on tissue papers, and it's the cutest shit ever. I haven't ever been attracted to anyone this much in my life. Toward the end of the meet, Carla hands me a tissue paper with one heartbreaking sentence. It says, "Will you date me?" Fuck. Panicking, I tell her I need some time to think, and she's chill with it. I'm supposed to be meeting up with her tomorrow, and I can't pretend to be deaf and dumb while dating her. It's fucking impossible, but if I have to keep the charade up, I'll have to let her go, and I don't want to do that either. There's also the other option where I tell her it was all an act. Best case scenario, this is extreme embarrassment, plus an amazing girlfriend, and the worst case scenario is I'm an asshole and I lose her.
Yeah.
This is like a 17-year-old boy who thinks that that girl's going to be like, "That was really endearing that you lied to me for 6 months. Let's do it."
That's
okay,
funny.
I'm sorry, that killed me.
Yeah, I'm not thinking this is going to work out for you, doll baby.
Hey, hun, life is not a romantic comedy.
Right.
And let this be a life lesson to you. You know, tell Carla you're sorry. Just apologize profusely. Don't be a dick about it.
Tell her about the mix-up and then tell her, like,
You just freaked out and didn't know what to do.
I have really bad, you know, anxiety. I fucked up.
But hey.
Just be honest.
But wait. There's more?
Oh, no.
What? Update?
What? Oh, shit. Update.
So this is the update you've been waiting for. I just got back from the date with Carla. So basically, I prepared really hard for the date. Googled the appropriate flowers for apologizing for your lies. I got her white orchids. And then I put on the best clothes and set out. She come to the date with a cute little notepad and two pencils for us to write notes in, which melted me instantly. I was so anxious and nervous at first, I couldn't bring myself to tell her. But as we sat waiting for our order to arrive, I kind of snapped. And I wrote down in the notebook, "Hey, there's not an easy way to break this, but I'm actually not deaf or dumb." To which she replied, "I know you are not deaf, but you are pretty dumb."
Yeah.
At which point I said, "What the fuck," out loud. She then laughed and explained that she thought I was cute that she'd Googled me long ago and found my Instagram, which has highlighted stories from concerts where I'm screaming and vibing to the music.
So she stalked you.
Asked me out to figure out how long I'd keep it going. She was actually playing me the whole time.
Yes, Carla.
Carla, queen.
I was feeling pretty bummed that she only wanted to date me for that, but nevertheless, I apologized profusely and showed her this Reddit post to explain myself.
I don't think you're a complete idiot, young person, but don't do it again.
I was entertained by your shenanigans. Continue.
Come on, Rosie. It was a little cute that he got caught in the lie.
It was offensive as hell to deaf people.
Yeah, but he didn't. Oh, God, I'm Dear Evan Hansen-ing this. Oh,
you
no.
So are.
Look, kid. What you did was offensive, but at least you've learned and grown from it.
And you're not waving through the window.
And you're not pretending like you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
You at least recognize you did something wrong and you are taking steps to grow as a person. And I commend you for that.
Hey, guys. Did you know that we have a Patreon?
Yes.
I know.
Sweet.
It's amazing. For as little as $5, you can sign up and support us wonderful people. You can support Mr. Elvis and little Miss Sparkles and Miss Rosie Jose and Miss Bunny O'Hare.
You
can
help
us.
Like
you
that.
Can help us. Oh.
You can help us because we need a help so bad. And if you give money, you can get things like bottle openers and swag. And it's just a great way to support us. And there's also bonus episodes. These ladies are forcing me to do the Harry Potter sorting quiz.
Yes. And an Enneagram, y'all.
Enneagram test, yo.
Because apparently it's important to know what my number is.
We're going to have an entire podcast about your Enneagram.
Yeah, so sure. That's coming for anyone who's interested. But you can find that on Patreon. All right. right, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I really appreciate everyone being here. Miss Sparkles, it was wonderful to see you.
Always a delight.
And Ms. Rosie Rose, thanks for sharing your cheese.
Oh, what? Oh, my cheese. Tell me, thanks for cutting it. You're welcome. Thanks for cutting it.
M-O-O-N. And Ms. Bunny O'Hara, it was wonderful having you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, take care. Deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Cheers.
All right. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. And if you can, take a chance to tell one person in your building about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to thank my special guests today, Ms. Rosie Rose, Ms. Bunny O'Hare, and Ms. Sparkles. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Lud Lamb Dramatics. If you need educational theater posters for your classroom, go to Lud Lamb Dramatics. Also, I'd like to thank all of our Patreon donors. We got some more in there. If you want to get some of our cool swag and bonus episodes, go to Patreon. Look up Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. All right, the rest of you, subscribe, leave a review, and cheers! Thanks.
Every now
put
and
your phone down. Let's do this.
I'm
put
here.
Your phone down. Put the phone down.
Oh my God, y'all. No, I'm paying attention.
Put it down.
You're so that
screen
stupid
down.
Class.
I'm paying miss. Attention. I'm still listening.
I can do all of it at once.
It's down, but I put it over there so it doesn't vibrate the table and make noise.